Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
Sonicast time. You got your girl, Son. What's up?
Son, and DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G-Biz.
I know you boys are happy because we're blessed with a Raider Red in the building today.
Oh, man. Mackenzie, what's happening? How you doing?
Hello. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
So we got auditions coming up.
We do.
Yes, we do.
May 4th.
You're excited about this?
I am very excited about this. Yes, everybody else should be excited about this too.
Have you already? Have you already taken a look at the crop of girls that you got coming in? Or
you know what? That's a surprise. So we don't know who. Yes, we don't know the pool until we actually show up on audition day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a surprise. Yeah.
Are you still judging this thing? Are you one of the judges?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening this year. Maybe. I gotta see if I make a phone call. But I've been there for like the past couple of years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like being a part of judging the Raiderette auditions. And what's really cool about that, like I've been asked before what my favorite part of this job is. And part of it is like when we answer these phones and like people are like, oh my God, I won something. Like you're changing somebody's day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they could be having a horrible day, and you're completely changing that. Like, being a part of Raiderette auditions is fun for me because, like, these women are coming out, and they may have had this dream their entire lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting to be a part of them, realizing that dream is fun. It's fun.
You just got on, is it last year?
Yes, this was my rookie season. I just finished up. So
was it everything you dreamt it to be?
Even more. Even more. Yeah, I had some big dreams for it, but it definitely was a blast and the best experience.
What have you learned that you can tell the girls? Because the preliminary part is over. Now you just have to pick from the ones that you have, or people can still kind of jump in for auditioning and stuff? Or
so the preliminaries and all the first rounds happen May 4th.
Done. Okay. Okay.
And then
May 4th.
May 4th. So it's coming up.
Okay. May 4th, 8 a.m. Be early, be there, be ready.
So what could you tell the girls, like, you know, it being your first year and you've got it under your belt now, right, or whatever? So come in with what kind of attitude and what y'all are looking for.
You know what? The best part, the best advice I could give is just enjoy the moment and have fun with this experience.
Yeah.
And because just showing up is like, you should be proud of yourself. It's huge.
Yeah.
Just to show up, have the courage to get ready and be at Raiderette auditions is like amazing. So my biggest advice is sign up now, and you are in for a huge treat. And the competition, like, it's over. It's not a competition. It's really about just being your best self, being good to yourself, and just being kind to yourself, because that's when you're gonna have the best experience and just have so much fun with it. So, and it goes by so quick. I mean, it is a long, exciting day, but it goes by quick. So if you don't really enjoy that moment, it'll just pass you by. So really take in the moment and be proud of yourself.
Well, girls probably just, they come out there and they're able to do whatever they want to do to show off their skills, right? So it's not like you guys are expecting them to like watch old tapes and do, you know, what the Raiderettes have done in past seasons or whatever on the football field. They get to come out and just express themselves in dance however they want to.
So what's really neat this season or this year round with auditions is they're starting first rounds with a freestyle.
That's
a little different for, the past seasons. So that's like a great opportunity to show like
your own
uniqueness.
Yeah.
And just work it and have fun. And nobody knows your choreo. So you can do your thing out there and just really just have a blast with it. So that's a way to just like let the nerves out and show them what you got. Because the judge just want to see you having a good time. And DC, you've experienced it. If somebody's having a fun time, like it's so awesome to watch them when they are like genuinely just doing their thing and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. So this is your first year being on the team, but it wasn't necessarily your first year trying out for the team. Mm-hmm. And there may be some people who are out there who are like, I don't know if I could do that, or, you know, I'm thinking about it, but I went before and, you know, they didn't pick me. So how do I feel about it? Like, just kind of like, share some encouraging words on kind of that journey of going in and then, you know, maybe the first time around it wasn't for you, but then coming back believing in yourself enough to kind of, you know, do it again and then making it.
Yeah. So with my experience with auditions, I've auditioned many times for various teams. And the coolest part is Raiders was by far the best experience. But that was actually this past season that I made it.
Sana G, morning. Mm.
So I've auditioned, 13 times total. And jeez, 3 times I auditioned for the Raiders. And once I got to the Raiders, I like fell in love and I was like, I'm not going to stop until I'm part of this family. So I just keep on coming back year after year, and third time's a charm, baby. I made it that year. But to the girls that, have auditioned multiple times or maybe think like they're not ready, you're ready. Like if you're thinking about it, you're ready, and you don't know like what the judges are looking for. So if you have that courage to even think about it, you have that courage to, show up. And no matter what the outcome, you're going to grow. So if you get that yes, if you get that no, every audition that I've been to, I've grown as a woman. I felt empowered walking out and proud of yourself. So it's going to be, an amazing experience regardless the outcome. So don't be nervous about that no.
I have a question.
Yeah.
With like the consciousness of how people are now, this might get a little deep. This isn't just about tryouts and whatever.
Yeah.
So body shaming is a huge thing, right? And I remember watching, because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, no disrespect to the Raiders. I just always have to put that out there and proclaim it. Uh-huh. But I remember watching the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders show, the reality show they did.
Yeah, it was
and
a good
something
show.
That stuck in my head. And still to this moment, I can hear one of their male coaches saying, if it comes in a box, don't eat it. Period. That's like was his rule for cutting out carbs and any unnecessary calories. Do you think that at some point there'll be a day where you may not be the most fit? You may not be able to show, you may not want to try to show your stomach, but there'll be a point where maybe cheerleaders can be on the thicker side than they are right now, because I watch football like everybody else and all of y'all or most of y'all are in perfect shape. Like that's, you know, I'm not walking out there with my belly hanging out right now. You know, I was good a little bit ago, but you know, I've been at the house drinking wine. So, but you know, I mean, will there be that point where somebody takes a look at cheerleading and is like, hey, why can't girls with a little tummy do this? Or why can't they have thicker thighs? Or why, I mean, you're in it now, and I'm sure you know, as well as the other girls, how conscious y'all are about your calorie intake and working out and all this stuff to make sure that you do look beautiful in those little costumes.
Yeah, I think even like more than just the appearance, of course, you're the face of an organization.
True.
But it's when you feel good inside, like it just is natural. So you want to feel good out on the field and healthy. So you're naturally, when you're practicing super hard, you want to fuel your body good. And when you're training hard to, you know, come out on game days and that game day's long, you want to feel properly fueled and nutritious and healthy. And when you feel like that, it just naturally the appearance comes with it.
Right.
And so it's not really about like really focused like, oh, I need to be like super, super skinny and I need to lose all this weight. It's about how do I feel inside and am I feeling healthy? Am I fueling myself properly to get myself through practices, get myself through game day? And with the Raiders, it's amazing because we have so many people that we can call on. We have nutritionists and trainers and our coaches really help us, you know, stay on top of it. So that's a huge support that we get with that.
No, that's dope that it's a whole process because, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're working out, you're dancing hard. Like, you know, I say that because I was watching Beyonce's Homecoming Netflix special.
Oh,
and
amazing.
She, one of the dancers, it's so crazy how our minds are trained that the one like maybe not so perfectly in shape stepper that she had up there, it just she stuck out to me.
With and the I was baton? Like,
well, I guess there was a couple then. I don't know. And I was like, oh, that's so dope that she has, you know, a girl that doesn't look perfect in her bodysuit and nylons and white boots, you know, with her beret or whatever, but she's up there
getting to
step for step with everybody else. So, but that makes all the sense, though. You know, whether you come into it, you know, you want to lose 5 to 10 pounds, you're gonna do it because you're dancing every day, you're practicing every day,
right?
You know, you got people that got your back to help you out, you know, with whatever you might have.
And it's an open audition. I mean, Raiders, yeah, we welcome everybody, and so we're looking for they're looking for unique individuals, and it's all about the confidence. So, don't get down on yourself. Come out.
Yeah.
You know, just please show up. Come out to Raiders audition, because literally when you show up, it's open arms all the time. You feel that love, and you want to be a part of that family. So
there was a professional football team last year that had some guys on the squad. So you never know.
Right. Yeah, you never know. I remember that.
Also, and just to kind of put this out here from your perspective too, I think that some people kind of go, oh, well, you know, cheerleaders, you know, and they kind of put cheerleaders in a box, right? But there are women who come from all different kinds of backgrounds, like doctors, lawyers, like professionals, people
mommies.
Who have, there's all kind of folks who are out there on the squad.
Yeah, definitely. And we're busy women, and that's just, it's such an inspiration. So I feel blessed to be a part of that group of women. My 31 sisters, they all inspire me. Yeah, they're students. I myself am a yoga instructor and a student.
Nice.
But we all just really lift each other up. And so they like drive you and they motivate you to just continue pursuing your dreams. So you're a Raiderette, but you know, you're so much more as well.
You're still a person. You're still, activating on all cylinders, right?
Right.
So what's the hype on hot yoga? Tell me about this, since you're a yoga instructor. Everybody keeps telling me, Sonny, you got to do hot yoga.
Yeah.
It's fun. It smells, though.
I heard. See, there's so
many. But you get a good sweat on.
Sweat like crazy.
You know, that heat helps you really, really like melt into all the poses.
Okay.
So that's why they really like add that aspect of heat.
So they turn the heater on. Or up in the room.
It feels like you're in the Bahamas or Hawaii. It's hot. Mm. Very hot.
I'm all,
So you got to hydrate. Just like auditions, get your hydrate on because you're going to sweat.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like you're in a hot yoga class because you're dancing a lot. You're sweating. But yeah, I actually instruct booty yoga.
Booty yoga.
B-U-T-I. Yes. So...
Please explain.
I was going to say demonstrate.
Biz is like, tell me more.
Let me know.
Then I forgot I had two pervs sitting here.
What are you talking about?
Like, if it was just the girls, I'd be like, show me some poses.
It's for everyone. And it's a practice that incorporates tribal dance and power yoga. But booty is actually a Hindu word for a hidden healing power. So the whole practice, but it's going to give you a nice booty. It's a good workout.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Right, right. You are getting the TY, but the TI is what we came for.
Exactly. I'd read that on a list of classes and be like, oh yeah, my booty does need to get in shape. Let me go in there and she's going to start talking about spiritual whatnot. And I'll be like, damn.
She's like,
we're going to work the ass though.
Right. You're shaking the booty.
Soul is saved. I need my ass to lift up.
Yeah, I love that. It's all about, you're going to feel good from the inside out. And you're going to look good. But honestly, what was different for me in this last audition is I had yoga very strong in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another piece of advice that I want to shout out to the girls, is find that outlet that just lets you just really release that stress, because auditioning and the whole process could be really emotional. It's so exciting, but it's ups and downs. And if you have that release or that outlet, like yoga was for me, it just helped me stay so present this past year and throughout the whole season, that I just enjoyed my season thoroughly because I was living in the moment. And that's what yoga really taught me, just to live in the moment, enjoy my breath, enjoy every moment, because that's what we're guaranteed, is this moment right now. So ladies, just enjoy it. And anybody who's thinking about auditioning, be present in the moment and find your outlet that's really going to let you just be stress free, because you want to show up at auditions.
Have a good time.
Yeah. No stress.
Do what you want to do.
Exactly. So, all the good feels.
What do they tell you about dating the players?
Dating the players. So
give me the ones you don't want, because, you know, I'm getting old.
Wow.
So
Stop it.
This is only going to stay cute for a few more years. And, I'm trying to lock me a contract down. I'm just kidding. But what do they say? Because I know it's like against the rules, right? Or whatever.
So
she just keeps looking at you.
No, it's, it's different. It's different rules for different organizations, but it's always advised to stay very professional. And
You're not answering my question. Can you date the players or no?
It's up to, I mean, love happens, you know?
Oh, so they don't like say you cannot.
Yeah, so for the Raiders, it's a little different.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're so busy that you're not even thinking about, I mean, I'm single. I'm not thinking about my love life. I'm in love. I'm in love with being a Raiderette. And it takes up so much of my time that, I mean, I really don't focus on that. And the best part is you get to see the players every game day, mm-hmm. up close and personal, front row seats.
Yeah.
So if you have a crush on a player or if you love NFL players, you get that front row seat if you're a Raiderette. So it's the best seat in the, in the Coliseum.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do on the field, but that dance you did around my question right now was amazing.
It was great.
That's the best performance we're going to see for the Raider tryouts.
That was my freestyle, because I don't get to do freestyle part.
Now, is there a little bit more temptation to maybe go ahead and shoot that shot on your favorite player now that, you know, the Raiders might be leaving Oakland in a
year?
She
said she doesn't care about that, Biz.
Well, I mean, he ain't listening.
Does the fact that the team is going to be moving have any extra impact? Like, how do you all feel about them, you know, maybe being their last season in Oakland?
Vegas. Yeah, well, I might be moving to Vegas too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you would leave. Are you from here?
So I am from Watsonville, California. It's near Santa Cruz. Okay. I grew up a Raider fan. So wherever the Raiders go,
that's where you're going.
I'm always going to be a Raider fan. Depending on, where life takes me after this season. But right now I'm focused on auditioning in Oakland, and we have one more year in the Bay. So we're going to finish out strong.
There you go.
Finish this season out in the historic Coliseum. But I mean, you can always enjoy Vegas too and maybe take my dreams out that way as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Raider Nation is everywhere, so.
Ain't it? It broke our hearts. We went to Vegas recently for a boxing match. They had us promote it, and they already have, like, beast mode jerseys everywhere. Right. And, like, new home of the Raiders
signs. Vegas is excited.
The love is big. I mean, Oakland will always, it'll always have, you know, our place in our hearts
of course.
The Raiders. And, but we can spread the love, you know?
What I do want to say is, because I've even heard one of you two, I don't even know which one, when they leave, I'm not a fan no more.
It definitely wasn't me. So.
Yeah, that's not how it works, right?
Like, are you just saying that because I'm here?
No, I'm saying,
no, like, I don't think it was him. I think it was that
I've
one.
Had homies, I've had homies run up on me before and be like, whoa, yo, well, you're a Raider fan, we'll have fun in Vegas. And I'm like, that's the dumbest threat I've ever heard in my life. Like, of course I'm going to have fun in Vegas. Who doesn't have fun in Vegas?
Exactly. The two games I'm trying to see every year will be it's exciting as hell.
Yeah, no. That's just dumb for fans to say that. Like, y'all just sound like bitter, you know what comes behind it.
I mean, and this from someone whose team has never been in California
obviously,
before.
Obviously, you cannot.
Change can be a little nerve-wracking, but we'll just transition, and it's going to be, I mean, it's fabulous. But, I mean, we still have one more season, one more year to, like, go all out, do your tailgates, you know, come out to the games and really support. I love hearing my fans, you know, and
they
Raider Nation. I mean, they love the Raiderettes, so that's
for sure,
a big time love, and they love the Raiders. Yeah,
y'all get all the love.
Don't ever walk through the parking lot. Have you ever done that before the game or not in uniform? For sure not,
because
I don't think you'll ever be allowed to leave back into the stadium.
Like, they'll be on you.
They go crazy in the parking lot for the tailgates. Crazy.
It's, the spirit is insane. But we have this thing called Raiderville. So it's like it's a guarded off tailgate area for us. So we get to actually go out in that Raider Nation and see all the spirit out there. But we perform for Raiderville.
Oh, dope.
So,
I didn't know that. Have you seen that before? Because he's out there drunk every single day.
So he's usually at Four Brothers. That's on the other side. Raiderville is on the back.
Other side.
Oh, got it. Okay.
That's on the south side of the stadium.
You have to stop by Raiderville this season.
I take a walk through Raiderville every now and then.
Does he remember it? Probably not.
I don't know about that.
but I certainly remember those beers that I drink while I'm on that walk.
Right on.
Yeah. It's always a fun
time. As long as it was a good experience.
Yeah.
All about the experience.
Always is. I mean, my brother Raiders, and I have been season ticket holders for like the last 4 years. So every time we go, every Sunday, it's a bonding moment for the both of us.
Oh,
and it's just
so
extremely,
cool.
It's extremely fun just to go out there to interact with, you know, our football family and be able to come into the games and just chill and just take in the whole atmosphere, man. I mean, truth be told, on a Sunday morning, is very few places I'd rather be.
Yeah, and there's no other. Yeah, there's no other game or NFL game like the Raiders. So when you're watching those Raiders, it's like, it's real, and you feel that energy in there.
Right, I definitely do. I mean, and just watching y'all get down and dance makes me tired. You know, and I'm intoxicated. So, I mean, I can only imagine.
The adrenaline.
Thanks,
you know,
Biz.
Right. Going. Right. So before we tell people not to be a part of this, somehow, some way with letting Biz talk too much, let's go over the tryouts again. So it's May 4th.
Yes, May 4th, 8 a.m. at the Hilton next to Oakland Airport. So just be on time. Be early. Yeah,
be spirited. Be ready to give your best performance ever.
Just... When all, any doubts, smile it out.
Exactly.
Please, yeah.
I would add also be registered, because if you show up on the 4th and you're not registered, then they're going to leave you behind outside. So
register.
Get registered by May 1st. 5 p.m., is it? They got to have a registration in by?
On Raiders.com?
Yeah, go to Raiders.com/Raiderettes.
Or you know what? Just save yourself and register right now.
Pull your phone out and just do it. Why wait on it?
All right, Mackenzie, I appreciate you coming by, baby, and sharing all of that with us.
Thank you for having me. Raider Nation, baby.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.